Now, Michael, it's fantastic to see we're back this afternoon for a bit more fun in regards to the New South Wales Country Women's Championships at your old stamping ground there at Marius Street in Tamworth. Tell us a little bit about who's going to be there, and Central North has got a women's side again, which is fantastic to see.
We're getting together again for the first time for a while. Country Selection Championships, and there'll be five divisions all up coming from around the state to play. We're told that there's been probably half of the previous country side has retired through age, etc. So what I'm saying to everybody now, our girls included, this is probably the best time you're going to make country because there's so many vacant positions.
Great challenge too, because we've got a lot of girls that are in that under 17 realm, which are fantastic players. They've been playing sevens, but to just throw them in and play against senior players is a big, big ask, especially from the Hunter.
It is, yeah. Well, Hunter's bringing two sides, but what we found with these girls, we've got about nine of them currently in the Blues sevens side. Our training ones at the moment are with a couple of the girls to familiarise them with 15s. So that's our training session here, and we'll be training next week, next Friday, in Tamworth, getting ready for Saturday morning game at 9 o'clock.
And it's one of those things also that the clubs need to really get on board now and support this under 17 sevens, but also the women who want to play rugby, because there's plenty of girls that play league tag and the like who want to play a physical brand of the game and maybe play on a Saturday afternoon at about 1 o'clock or whatever, even if it's only sevens like we have out at Central West.
Yep, that's right. As far as I'm concerned, you know, the girls that want to play seven are fine, but we do find that as the girls get older, and they get a little bit slower, they find that the 15 game suits them a lot better. So, yeah, you can play both. One's quite fast, the other one is quite tactical.
What about Walshy and his work in the schools? Are we seeing more and more girls playing the game and getting that opportunity to play, not only through these fantastic efforts we get from Tiana and also, of course, Izzy as well, coming through and playing for New South Wales Country in the under-17s in seven, but also through the Friday night competition, and that's something the schools need to latch on, as well as the clubs, into integrating women into their clubs.
That's correct. I actually didn't watch the girls play last year in the schools comp because I was overseas watching Australia try and win the World Cup. Told that they had a really good response from the schools, and that's what we're asking, that the schools encourage the girls to play. Now, Walshy's doing a fabulous job around the region. He's a one-man band trying to educate the world, but he's doing a good job, and he's put a lot of work into trying to get women's rugby going. So, personally, I'm very appreciative of that. And if we can get the schools going, we could build a really strong comp, because there's a lot of very competent players out here.
It was Friday Night Rugby started last night. You go to the website there, fridaynightrugby.com.au. Now, of course, you've got this great coffee house in Tamworth. Tell us a little bit about the extravagance that is the coffee house, and lay us on a special.
Yeah, well, I own Adimi's, which is in Peel Street, Tamworth, and we've been major sponsors of women's rugby for the last 7 years. We have a lot of, in our region, Pirates and Tamworth people come in and support us, but then, same thing, the more people that support us, the more spare money we've got to put into women's rugby.
Exactly right. One final question, of course, so there's always this controversy during the Country Music Festival. Is your business sort of knocked about because a lot of it's directed towards the centre of Peel Street, or you're starting to get now a bit of an even flow there where people are coming around down to enjoy some of your product during what is a really, really big festival?
Well, we did. The first year we were open in our small shop, it was a little bit difficult because people didn't know where we were. But what we found over the years, we've got a loyal clientele that actually come up to New England, and they make Tamworth a stopover where they, they'll come and have accommodation and something to eat. But country music for us now, we have a pile of regulars that come from all around the region, so we do okay. We're very happy. It's a 110-seater, and it's full every day during country music, so the festival doesn't worry us too much at all.
Thanks for your time, Mick, as things kick off this morning, of course, in the New South Wales Country Women's Championships there at Marius Street Rugby Park, the home of Tamworth Magpies.